As of today, California's June primary is officially over. This is the deadline day for counties to turn in their final double-checked and verified tally of the balloting from June 5th, a count that in Sonoma County took until last week to determine whether Dan Roberts or Norman Solomon would emerge as the second-place finisher in the new 2nd Congressional District race. Janice Atkinson, Sonoma County's Registrar of Voters, says one big reason for that prolonged count was procrastination by voters using mail-in ballots.
If all of these ballots came in a week before the election night, we could pretty much run them through and flip a switch and we'd be done. Unfortunately, a good number of voters wait until the very last day to turn in their ballot.
When those ballots are mailed in or delivered before Election Day, Atkinson says, they're counted by Tuesday afternoon, with results ready to be made public as soon as the polls close. But mail-in ballots that arrive on Tuesday are set aside to be counted later.
On election night, we don't do vote by mail. Those are the ones that we hold, and we do them during the canvass period, which is the 28 days following the election.
It often seems that Sonoma County is terribly slow in getting its ballots counted on election night. Much of that, Atkinson says, can be attributed to geography. The time it takes to physically get the ballot boxes to the 10 regional collection points, then trucked to the election office in Santa Rosa.
We start getting ballots from the close-by precincts, usually by 9 o'clock. If we see a truck by 9:45, we're probably doing good. They have to wait till all their assigned precincts check in, and then they will head to Santa Rosa. We will usually see everything in here by about 11:30.
That pattern held on June 5th, and their election night count was wrapped up about an hour later. But a small change in the reporting process inadvertently made it appear that the tabulations were running much slower. The problem was the 180 mail-only precincts, which have no actual polling place ballots, weren't shown as counted until the very end.
Because no votes were going to be in them, nobody ran them until the very end. So even when we were all but done, people were thinking we still had 180 precincts out there. And why was it taking so long?
That procedural glitch can be easily corrected before November, Atkinson says, but there are other factors that will likely cause an even later count this fall, notably the higher voter turnout for a presidential race.
Also, a longer ballot delays it. We had a very short ballot this time. There were only two state propositions on this ballot, and all the rest of the initiatives that qualified have been held for the November ballot. So we are expecting a very long ballot in November. If you only have to run through 2 to 3 cards per voter, as we did this time, or if you have to run through 9 cards, obviously it takes 3 times as long to run through 9 cards per voter.
Nearly 3/4 of Sonoma County's 245,000 registered voters are now signed up to vote by mail. Their early ballots will signal how most races will go, but close finishes, again, could take weeks to finalize.
A typical general election, we finish between 1:30 and 2 in the morning. The procrastinating voters won't change, and they're still going to turn their ballots in on the very last day. And that's where we just have to tell people it's going to be 28 days.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.